for printing.
Yes.
The North Korea is very good film.
Yes.
Oh, why you are not printing more books on Chandra?
We'll print more. Now we are printing more books for them. We are printing as many books as they order. So as they increase their order, we increase our print.
He's just sending the ship. When's that ship leaving?
It's leaving on the 10th.
There's a ship leaving on the 10th with 15,000
Gitas. And 15,000 Raja Vidyas.
That's for a Christmas distribution. That will arrive just in time for the month of December.
As he orders, we print.
And you can send to Europe, America?
Yes, England. America, we are thinking of printing small books for them, because for America to get lower price on small, on all books, they have to print many hundred thousand. And so many books of yours are out of print, with out of stock with BBT Los Angeles. But we can get the same price on a lower run. That means that on lower investment, we can print the same books. And this way, at least they will have some books in stock of every book you have published. So if somebody wants some book, they won't say that they don't have it, but they can supply it. So I've been writing about this to Rameshwar Swami.
My point is, I don't wish to keep money in the bank.
Yes.
Invest in building.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada. And now we are making a big go-down in Bombay, a professional go-down for BBT.
Where?
In Bombay.
In our?
Yes, in our Hare Krishna land. In that Gurukul building, because now we have so many books and we don't have enough space. So we're going to start work on the go-down. I just need 3 lakh rupees. But when Rameshwar comes, I'll talk to him and then start it.
No, 3 lakhs we have got.
Okay. Because this will be a professional go-down then. Also, New Zealand is ordering books from India. And the second print of the Bhagavad Gita, which is going to leave on the 10th of October, that has come out even better than the American, the color work. I'm going to show it to Hari Suri and you. Actually, we should print some Bhagavatams also, because many Bhagavatams are out of print. And I have been using this mail order company. We are advertising our Gita, and we have already sold more than 1,000 Gitas in 2 months. And this mail order company is paying for the advertisement. So they are very keen to also promote the Bhaktivedanta Encyclopedia. But before I do that, I must have all your Bhagavatams in stock, because as the order comes, we have to fulfill them right away. This is working out to be very, very big, Srila Prabhupada, this mail order technique. That is, we advertise and then people write.
Print Hindi books, Gujarati books.
Yes, the Gujarati Gita will be ready in 1 month. I've already finished printing the color pictures for Hindi Gita, Gujarati Gita, and Telugu Gita. It's already completed. The Telugu Gita is being printed in Hyderabad, and the Gujarati Gita is also at the printers. And the Hindi Gita is being composed. Plus, we are doing a Kannada Gita in Canary's language.
Is it necessary?
Yes, we have a temple in Bangalore. And they need it for distribution in Bangalore. But this will be just your verses and translation, like they had done in Telugu 2 years ago. A small book which they can sell for 1 rupee or 2 rupees.
Don't give money unnecessarily. Invest.
No, there's no money. BBT is... I'm always asking Hari Suri to make his payment quickly because we have invested everything into printing.
Now we have got sent 4 lakhs.
Sent 4 lakhs?
Mm-hmm. Prabhupada just transferred 4 lakhs from matured fixed deposits
to
Bombay, was it, Shankar Prabhupada? Kamal knows
that. Oh. Should we use that 4 lakhs for printing?
Mm-hmm. For that go down.
We can use it for that go down. For building that go down.
Well, maybe. There is no need of giving
money
in the bank.
Yeah.
Yes, because we can print more books and keep them in stock. And now we are finding out that this mail order technique is selling thousands of books. Like in 2 months, I sold more books than Garga Muni's party did in 1 year with this mail order technique.
It is very good.
Yeah. And now we are doing this for the encyclopedia and for the Hindi books. Like our advertisement came in the 3rd page of the Illustrated Weekly of India. It came in Hindustan Times of this Sunday. Plus, we are sending a mail order campaign directly to people's houses. I mean, 1,000 Gitas in 2 months is very, very good, Srila Prabhupada.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah. Would you like to see those advertisements? Okay. You saw it earlier. It's the same advertisement in different magazines. And this company is paying for it.
Not at our expense.
No. I just give them a little higher commission, but we still make a lot of money. Plus, it is giving us so much publicity. So many bookstores are seeing this advertisement and asking us to give them books. Plus, it increases our prestige. They see so many advertisements of Bhaktivedanta Swami's Bhagavad Gita.
Follow this policy. Don't keep idle money in the bank.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
It's again coming.
No medicine, no drinking.
Swelling's reducing. Not very much reducing. Why you're not drinking anything, Srila Prabhupada? I noticed yesterday you did not drink much.
There is no
Inclination.
To drink anything.
You don't feel thirsty at all?
And secondly, if I drink, then there is cough.
Even when you drink fruit juice, there's cough? There's a lot of coughing today, again?
I did.
It's just snoring.
What is your conclusion, Srila Prabhupada? Maybe when Dr. Ghosh comes, he can give some relief to the coughing. The real
problem.
Yeah. The real problem is the digestion. There's no digestion. Anything you take forms mucus. Instead of forming blood, it forms mucus. You're not as warm as you were yesterday, but you're still a little warm. The rest of your body's not warm. Your head is not so warm. Your pulse is very fast. I don't know what to say, Srila Prabhupada. It's certainly bewildering. I can only expect somehow Krishna has to do something. Unless Dr. Ghosh with some Western type medicine can do something.
this mind may have in the village.
It's pleasing for you and for the masseur also. We have to chant Hare Krishna for you, read Bhagavad, take nice care as much as we're able to, and leave the rest to Krishna Balaram. At least we're sure that that is the right medicine. That shawl that Mother Satyabhama made is very nice. It's the first thing that any ISKCON devotee has spun the wool from the sheep. And her letter was also very nice.
Purchase from Mother.
What children?
Har. Wool.
The wool?
Where did it come from?
Where did the wool come from? We have sheep on our land, Srila Prabhupada, Gita Nagari. So Paramahansa takes care of the sheep, and we take the wool from the sheep. And then, from the wool, she spins on a spindle and makes the thread, and then she made this shawl by knitting the wool threads. In other words, it's completely begun from scratch. We didn't purchase the wool at a shop or anything. It came from the sheep that we're keeping on our land.
Amen. There's a Govinda.
You want to try that, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
Right now? Soak a little rice.
Rice water.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. So, what is the time now?
Almost 2:10.
Hmm?
2:10.
So, in a small pot, just soak rice water. And after 2 hours, you just hold it.
Extra strength. Rice water will give you a little extra strength.
Yeah. One globule.
Yeah.
Little honey. A little rice water.
And
give me a little try.
A full cardamom?
Yes. You know.
Yeah.
But this must be masked very nice.
Yeah, I can do that.
In addition to the telegram, the reason I hesitated was that we were not using this Kaviraj. So I was wondering whether there was need to call him. I mean, I've already sent telegram.
Okay. Second telegram.
All right. Now, I haven't sent a second one yet. Should I do that? I could do it. It's not very costly, 2 or 3 rupees. Might be a good precaution to take. If we feel that he's needed here now.
This mentality,
it's not very
good. I did not like.
Which one, Srila Prabhupada?
He was charging 5 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have gone to him second time, he's charging
10. Not only 10 rupees, but so much money for the medicine.
How much?
55 rupees, just for 16 little packets, doses of medicine. 2 days medicine, 55 rupees. Seventy-five rupees for 2 days.
We are not hesitating to pay, but this mentality.
Yes, exactly. The point is that if a man has this mentality, then how much can we trust him for medicine? It means he's dishonest, man. He's becoming dishonest. Still, some husband must be there, you said. We should have a doctor's help. I still believe that, if possible. After all, we are not doctors.
No, you're taking the help of Dr. Ayurveda by this Jagan Mira.
Question. You are just beginning that now, of course. Tomorrow you might give it up. Then what will be our position?
We don't.
Krishna is the ultimate husband.
This is Satchidananda.
There he is. He's here. You want to speak with him about the Kaviraj? We can call him.
Yeah. That calcium massage,
the
powder
massage. Yes, shall we do it a little?
I know,
I like it. I think it's good for you. Can we put some just now? I can do.
একটু বেশি চার্জ করছে
first gate, then we'll take a second one.
First gate is 30,000. The temple is going to arrange to pay. Second gate is bigger. 45,000.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
It's bigger. The road is bigger. The first one. And if it's finished nicely, are we prepared to give the money for that?
Yeah.
Okay. But before taking up work, let them finish one. Let us see how it looks.
Would you like some mint tea now? I have the mint tea. The pudina chai. It's, you might like the taste, and it's very simple. It's not it's not complicated or anything. Certainly not mucus forming. And it's cooling and refreshing to drink. It's just a nice drink and very simple.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
What are you doing?
Well, mint tea is water boiled with some mint leaves. So it gets the essence of the taste of mint in boiled water. Sometimes they add a little honey. I think they must have added a little bit of honey. So it's flavored warm water with honey in it. Probably it would be good for you to take some liquid. One should drink some liquid. You are not performing austerities that you don't have to. Just like there was Dhruva Maharaj, he did not take anything. We don't want you to do that, Srila Prabhupada. So this is a nice drink. Sometimes in the past I've had it. It has a pleasant taste. And it's soothing on the stomach because it's warm. More or less it's boiled water with a little flavor and some honey. It'll give you a little bit of liquid inside, which isn't bad. Not to drink anything, I don't think that would be good. You must be feeling empty inside, Srila Prabhupada. you find the taste? Want to lay down again? I think that this pillow is not probably laid upon. One pillow down, such a nice. That's it.
What is the expression of New Vrindavan?
What is the report from New Vrindavan?
Everything is going very nice, Prabhupada. Your palace is almost finished. Already many, many people are coming every day to see it. At least 30 a day are coming just to see your palace. You know? And it's not even finished. But it'll be finished in a couple of months. People are talking. One lady the other day, she went in and she turned to one of the boys and she said, I cannot tell you what I am feeling. She said, it is so wonderful. She said, I just can't express it.
It is wonderful in that quarter. Let us see which paragraph we are.
I just went for getting your water shoes, brother.
I want to take a little rest.
Take rest now. comes to rest now, there's no emotion.
Oh, so you're giving them that.
After bathing, would you like to go to see Krishna Balaram today? Very nice. The devotees very much enjoyed seeing you see Krishna Balaram. They like that very much. I think this powder has had a little effect. Maybe after you come back from Krishna Balaram, I can put some powder on, more powder. Yesterday you did not drink very much. Today, no coughing yet. So if there's no coughing, you can increase a little bit today.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're not ready to let you go yet, Srila Prabhupada. We can't resign ourselves to it. All of your disciples are coming. We're not ready yet. Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to show you something. A very nice statue was made of you. And it's being placed in many libraries and museums. People donate it. Members pay for it to be donated to libraries and schools. It's a bust of your divine grace. It's very heavy. It's made of bronze.
I have to just let Prabhupada see it on the Lord. You see it there, Srila Prabhupada? Can we go in this way?
Can you see it? Should I sit you up?
Shudders away in a cold morning. Very ecstatic pose. It's made of metal. And this, you know, this says it's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, author of Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Sri Shopanishad, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Bhakti Godhead Magazine, founder of Acharya, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is placed in prominent museums and libraries. There's four different models. This is solid wood, and this will be a bronze plaque. And this is made of bronze metal. You can feel it. Nice. I know, it's very beautiful, very artistic and nice. It's very feeling, shows a tremendous amount of feeling. And this also advertises all of your books, so they place it in libraries. Libraries like to have it because you're the very most prominent author. And people, usually they have a book display.
Bhakti Prem Swami came. Gopal brought him. He shaved his head. He was growing his hairs a little. But now he looks the same as before. Gopal wants to encourage him. Maybe if when you see him, if you encourage him to continue Bhagavatam, tell him everyone has praised his translating. I thought after you finish bathing and you have tilaka, I'll bring him. He's brought a gong for you.
It's a special kind of mattress. It helps prevent sores.
London, I was thinking of getting it there. Anyway, wait, if not, where you have come? Good for us, good for you.
He pondered on the subject matter and about the esoteric geography and the esoteric history. And I have got many good points more.
Thank you. Perhaps wanted it.
We can put it in a very nice way now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dakshin. $8,000 in Dakshin. With the new system of initiation that you've initiated, he asked them to write you a check for $111 for each devotee he's initiating for you. So he has a check for $8,000 for you. One of the girls is taking silver thread and crocheted a silver bead there. With silver threads. Silver thread on Sam.
Silver thread.
Yes. What's your glasses? Also, there's some jewelry for you. You've taken some of the onyx from your palace and put some precious stones, made a little jewelry box. And here's one ring, one of the girls, sapphire, star sapphire ring, one gold.
All made by the devotees?
Made by devotees. The box was also made by the devotees. This is onyx from your palace. with gold trim. This they've also made. This is a medallion made with sapphires and rubies on gold. Devotees have also made this. There's some rubies and emeralds and opals.
Find out some bride.
The handwork, everything done.
Everything is done by the Otis in the window. Here's a new set of clothes for the silk cloth.
So this will be, at least this one, is given to Krishna Balaram. He'll take care.
Yes, should be taken care of. Or it can sit on the altar, Srila Prabhupada. The box is here. It is also jewelry. It can sit on the altar at their feet.
Yeah, he takes care of it. They have one safe in Elmira for jewelry. Small.
At least you can wear the ring, Srila Prabhupada. At least you'll wear the ring. Does it fit?
Yes. Other ring?
No, this one you're wearing and just this. He had one request. Krishna Maharaj asked me, he said, you asked us to pray to Krishna before. He said, but he doesn't feel qualified to pray to Krishna, but he asked that you please pray to Krishna for us, because we cannot pray to Krishna directly. We don't know Krishna. But if you ask Krishna, Krishna must be sure to fulfill your desire. So would you please pray to Krishna to stay with us? Because you're his pure devotee, Krishna will certainly grant what you pray for. So on our behalf. I think he must want you to come to the palace, Srila Prabhupada, if it is possible.
I wish.
You wish? Thank you very much. I think that will make him very happy.
Yes, I become strong. I don't know.
So we've also brought some sweets and ice cream, but just now is not so good for you to take it. The ice cream is not so good for you to take just now. So shall we keep it for you?
Yes, too.
You'll take one little taste, Srila Prabhupada? You'll take one little taste? Thank you, sir.
Make a list and keep with you.
Inventory. Any checks?
Check out.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. know, I got a good guess.
We are very neophytes, though.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama.
Now you're not drinking. How will you live short of it? You stop drinking everything. How are you getting strength? What about the? I have them here.
Where is Paladi?
Paladi brought them. So
very, very costly.
Yeah. There's some onyx jewel boxes with some diamonds and things, not diamonds, some emeralds and things in.
So,
it's $8,000 worth of checks.
Checks. These checks are from initiations, I think, Shogun.
Yeah.
They're Guru Dakshin. For initiations.
Thank you.
Kalhadri Kepti.
He had them locked away, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
He had them locked away somewhere. He was waiting until Tamal Krishna Maharaj woke up, because at that time he was taking rest. And he was going to give them. He's in his room right now, Srila Prabhupada. I think this could be given to the deities.
It can you never do.
Providing they can keep. That's the problem. Everything that's expensive, it gets stolen.
So many things.
Then let Kirtanand offer it to his deity. But the checks, I think, can be deposited in your account. And his jewels can be given to Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Yeah.
Hmm? That'll be nice. These jewel boxes should be given to Radha Vrindavan Chandra.
Calling
Chaitanananda.
Please you, I'd like to save it for the Murti in your palace. Use it there. Thank you very much. Most of all, we want you, though.
Uh-huh. Yes, I know. Hallelujah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
All the devotees feel you are already living there, Prabhupada. They are already having puja there every day, twice a day. And everyone feels when they come in there that it is a very holy place.
Yeah.
We have some nice pictures here of your palace. Can you? Do you feel like seeing them now, or would you rather wait till some other time?
I can see.
You want to sit up, Srila
Prabhupada? It looks like the king coming to his palace. We are building now a large wall about 14 feet high all along the road. Yes. Yeah, it has a big dome on the top. Here's a better picture, I think, closer. Here, this was on Vyas Puja Day. All the devotees were there offering respects to everybody. Detail work to Srila Prabhupada is being done in gold leaf on white background. This is all marble. This is the main temple room. Kirtan Hall. And the columns are being covered with marble cut in patterns like this. Yes, tourist attraction, it will. Already it is that. The walls of the temple room, they're all marble. This is your study room, it has a marble floor. This is the marble floor. And the walls are all being done in marble in this pattern. Bedroom floor. This is the lower portion of the bedroom walls. And this is the upper portion. All done in these little. This is all onyx. And these are marble. And these are the outside doors. It's all ornamental, carved concrete. This is a view of the outside right near the top railing.
How they land?
Krishna's at the heart. Nobody's ever done this before. This is the bracket that goes under the sunshade. This is a view of Bahulaban Farm.
This is the big guest house that is just completed. And this is another new building that has gone up since you've been there. This will be a utility building for all different kinds of shops, where they can make jewelry and cast concrete and carpenter shops and all different shops. So we all thank you very much, because it is only by your grace we've gotten this inspiration.
Besides that, whenever you require money, you can ask, you do it.
Thank you, Baba. I prefer to give it.
No, he went there. Fulfilling my dream, even now. I dreamt of this thing.
Yeah, sure.
And we're also considering that a farm is very important there, to have a farm.
What is it? Apartment.
Excuse me?
Apartment.
No, it's a house. It's quite a large house, large area.
It's a big area.
It's, let's see, 40 feet wide by maybe 300 feet long. It's 10 minutes from the center of the city. The plot of a particular piece of land is worth about 2 lakhs. Then another man, there's another man, very rich man. He saw the Bombay project, and he promised to give us a piece of land right on the beach, for which he already had zoning permission to build a hotel. It's also a very nice area. But the most important thing, I mean, we're trying to get some books published in Tamil and Sinhalese languages. And we do a lot of preaching. Is there something special you want me to do there, Prabhupada? Do you have some?
No. There it is. Every child can make it a success. To turn on the door up.
Uh-huh.
Soon as you can do it.
Something along that line?
Yeah.
You mean like a community, spiritual community like Kirtanananda?
Hmm.
Yes, that will be very good there, because it's also a very ideal climate. Everything grows there very easily because there's plenty of rain, fertile soil. And there's only one city, that's Colombo, and it's a very small city. People are all agriculturists. Government is also giving land free to encourage agriculture. Simply that it has to be cleared. It's jungle land, it has to be cleared. Shall we try for something like that?
What you can get easily.
Do.
Yeah. This Dr. Kuhar.
Yes.
Is giving you some solution.
Yes.
As an atheist.
Yes.
His position is lost.
Yes, it's quite lost. Everyone has been enlightened about his flimsy position. Excuse me?
Secretary, I just forget.
Go ahead.